In this episode of the Timeless Tactics podcast, we dive into living deliberately through minimalism. Learn how simplifying your life can bring mindfulness, clarity, and purpose. We'll share practical strategies to declutter your mind, home, and routines so you can focus on what truly matters. Discover how a minimalist mindset helps you live with intention and create space for growth and fulfillment. Welcome to the Timeless Tactics podcast. Today, we're talking about something life-changing, living with intention. Think about this. How often do you find yourself doing things without asking, does this add value? For most of us, it happens more than we'd like, but that's okay. We're here to explore how minimalism can help break that cycle. Minimalism isn't about throwing out all your stuff or living in an empty room. It's about focusing on what matters. Imagine waking up in a calm, clutter-free space. Imagine dedicating your time to relationships, experiences, and passions that bring you joy. Sounds great, right? That's the intentional living we want to help you achieve. This episode is packed with practical tips. We'll discuss decluttering, not just your home, but your mind and routines. Simple strategies like asking, "Does this spark joy?" or setting a 10-minute timer to tackle one area can make a big difference. Over time, these small changes create room for clarity and purpose. Remember, minimalism isn't about perfection. It's about progress. It's about creating space to breathe, grow, and connect with what's important. By living intentionally, you say yes to what fulfills you and no to distractions that don't. We're so excited to share these ideas with you. This is your moment to reflect, reset, and focus on what truly matters. Thank you for joining us on the Timeless Tactics podcast, the foundations of minimalism. Minimalism comes down to focusing on what adds value and letting go of the rest. It's not about deprivation, it's about intention. By clearing clutter, whether possessions, mental noise, or an overbooked calendar, you create space for clarity, purpose, and happiness. Minimalism doesn't mean tossing everything or living with one plate and fork. It's about asking, does this serve me? Does this improve my life, or is it just taking up space? Saying no to what doesn't matter gives you freedom to say yes to what does. That could mean fewer commitments, simpler routines, or a calm home environment. At its heart, minimalism is about aligning your life with your values. And that's a pretty powerful shift, isn't it? Why minimalism matters today? Let's explore what minimalism truly means. Some might think it's just a trend or a lifestyle for tiny houses and ultra-simple wardrobes, but it's so much more than that. At its core, minimalism isn't about restriction. It's about freedom. It's about reclaiming your time, energy, and space by letting go of what doesn't serve you and focusing on what really matters. And here's the thing. Minimalism looks different for everyone. Minimalism is a framework you can adapt to your life. For some, it's about decluttering their homes. For others, it's spending less time on social media or saying no to commitments that don't align with their values. It can even apply to managing relationships or decision-making. The beauty of minimalism is how personal and flexible it is. At its heart, minimalism is about saying yes to what brings you joy and purpose and no to what distracts you from that. It's not about deprivation. In fact, when you strip away what doesn't matter, the clutter, distractions, and obligations, you create space for the projects, passions, and people that do. That space is where true fulfillment lives. We often fill our lives with things because we think we need them or because society tells us to keep up with certain standards. But how often do we pause to ask, does this add value to my life? Too often we're on autopilot, buying, committing, and filling our lives without realizing how much noise it creates. Minimalism challenges that cycle, inviting us to be more intentional with our choices. Of course, the process can be emotional. Decluttering, for instance, brings up memories, concert t-shirts from years ago, gifts you've never used, or books you'll read someday. It's normal to feel sentimental, but minimalism is about honoring those feelings while letting go of what no longer serves you. It's not about throwing everything out, just keeping what actively brings you joy or serves a purpose right now. And remember, minimalism isn't about being perfect. It's a mindset shift, not a race or competition. You'll stumble, and that's okay. The more you practice, the more intentional your choices will become. We'll dive into practical tips shortly, but here's the takeaway. Minimalism is personal and judgment-free. It's about crafting a life that feels authentic to you. No tiny house or extreme decluttering required. Start by asking yourself, what truly matters to me? The answers make everything else simpler. Next, we'll go over actionable steps to help you start your minimalism journey, whether it's decluttering, simplifying your schedule, or shifting your mindset. Grab a notebook and let's get started. Start with a small decluttering project. Choose one area of your home, like a single drawer or a closet, and declutter it. Remove items you no longer use or need, and either donate, recycle, or dispose of them. Set clear intentions. Define why you want to practice minimalism. Please write down your goals, whether it's to reduce stress, save money, or focus on the things that truly matter to you. Adopt the one-in, one-out rule. For every new item you bring into your life, remember to remove an old one. This helps maintain balance and prevents clutter. Simplify your schedule. Review your calendar and identify commitments that no longer align with your priorities. Learn to say no to activities that don't bring joy or value to your life. Evaluate your digital space. Go through your email inbox, apps, and files. Delete unnecessary content and organize what's left to create a cleaner, more stress-free digital environment. Practice gratitude. Focus on appreciating what you already have rather than constantly seeking more. This mindset shift can help curb the urge to accumulate excess. Unsubscribe from unnecessary emails. Clear your inbox by unsubscribing from marketing emails and notifications that add unnecessary noise to your day. Reflect regularly. Assess what is working and what isn't in your minimalism practice. Adjust as needed to align with your goals and values. Focus on quality, not quantity. When acquiring new items, prioritize purchasing fewer, high-quality things that will last longer and fulfill your needs better. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge every step forward, no matter how small. Each action brings you closer to living a more intentional and minimalist life, decluttering your mind and space. Strategies to clear physical and mental clutter for greater focus and clarity. Start small. Begin with one area or category, such as a single drawer or your wardrobe, to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Set clear priorities. Identify what items or commitments add value to your life and focus on keeping those that align with your values. Create a daily decluttering routine. Dedicate 10 to 15 minutes daily to tidying your space or organizing your thoughts, ensuring things stay manageable over time. Utilize the keep, donate, discard method. Sort your belongings systematically by categorizing them into these three groups to streamline decluttering. Practice mindfulness. Please pay attention to your thoughts and emotions to identify mental clutter, such as repetitive worries or unnecessary commitments, and work on letting them go. Limit digital clutter. Organize your emails, files, and apps while unsubscribing from unnecessary notifications to create a clean and efficient digital space. Seek support if needed. Don't hesitate to ask for help from friends, family, or professionals to stay accountable and motivated throughout your decluttering journey. Next is intentional living in a busy world. Practical tips for prioritizing what truly matters in a fast-paced environment. Ways to prioritize what truly matters. Learn to say no. Politely decline commitments or activities that do not serve your main goals or bring fulfillment. Practice time blocking. Schedule your day intentionally, allocating specific time for tasks that matter most. Limit distractions. Minimize interruptions by silencing unnecessary notifications and creating a dedicated workspace. Practice gratitude. Reflect daily on what you value most to stay grounded and centered on your true priorities. Simplify your to-do list. Focus on a few meaningful tasks daily instead of overwhelming yourself with unrelated activities. Make time for self-care. Prioritize your well-being to ensure you have the energy and clarity to pursue what's truly important. Let's look at saying no to make space for yes, the art of setting boundaries and aligning your choices with your values. Recognize your limits. Understand how much time and energy you have and avoid overcommitting. Pause before responding. Take a moment to evaluate whether a new opportunity aligns with your priorities before saying yes. Communicate clearly. Politely but firmly express your boundaries when declining an offer or request. Focus on your goals. Say no to distractions that don't contribute to achieving your long-term objectives. Practice gratitude. Appreciate the freedom and space you create by saying no to the unnecessary. how to live deliberately and still enjoy your life. Living deliberately is about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals, allowing you to live a life entirely of intention and purpose. The podcast episode explored practical strategies to integrate this mindset, emphasizing the importance of setting boundaries, prioritizing personal values, and letting go of distractions. By learning to say no gracefully, you create room for opportunities that genuinely matter and align with your long-term vision. The discussion highlighted the significance of gratitude as a tool to acknowledge the positive impact of deliberate choices, fostering a more fulfilling and joyful life. Ultimately, living deliberately is not about limiting yourself, but maximizing your experience's quality by focusing on what truly matters. Thank you for listening to the Timeless Tactics podcast. Please tune in to our next episode, Virtue as a Compass, using core Stoic virtues like wisdom, courage, and justice to guide decision-making. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast. We are on all the major platforms. Thank you, and have a great day.